Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
Si, senor.
It's Friday, and we're deep inside the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound today under the tutelage of our general manager,
Merrick Garland, in the Department of Injustice.
Oh, wow. Bit of a play on words there.
I could barely squeeze it out of my gullet.
I'm about to take my first sip of coffee for the day, and this is going to be spectacularly great. I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah. There he goes. Chug, chug, chug.
Mm. Oh, every bit as good as I remember it. Every bit as good. So much has happened in the last 24 hours for us to talk about. These are the spicy times.
Oy.
For better or worse. Ba-da-ba.
I feel like all of life, particularly political life right now, is an episode of a kind of overwrought drama, like Yellowstone or something like that. It's just, it's like every plot twist is, oh, come on, that's not believable. Honey, do you want to watch the next episode? This show's too ridiculous.
Well, if you know, but if you don't, the Trump team has been demanding the release of the warrant all week long. So Merrick Garland, the attorney general, came out and said yesterday and said, okay, we'll release it tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon West Coast time, unless you tell us we can't, because they can. The Trump people say, no, you don't do that, because you're not supposed to. But Trump was demanding it. So the attorney general said, okay. But there's some speculation that maybe at some point Trump's lawyers come forward before 3 o'clock today and say, nah, don't do that. Trump tweeted truthed last night on his own thing that, yeah, please release it. I'm all for it. I'm not going to oppose it. So we'll see.
Yeah, there's all sorts of confusion on that story because you have the affidavit, you have the warrant, then you have the inventory of things that was taken. But Trump should have been served with at least a couple of those critical documents.
Oh, yeah.
Already. He and his lawyer have them.
Yeah, left out the fact that the demanding the warrant be released, Trump could have released it at any point.
Yeah, I was reading a piece in National Review, which I'll share with you a little later on, which is just absolutely scathing on the Justice Department. It's not anti-Trump or pro-Merrick Garland, or not within a million miles, but it does state that the claim that Trump made that they didn't get the paperwork is just laughable. It's ridiculous, which is back to the whole, everything seems like a TV show now.
Right, right.
Everybody's acting all the time.
So then the big Washington Post story that's out today that the feds were seeking nuclear documents at Trump's home, some sort of nuclear documents. We don't know if they're plans for building a bomb, plans for other countries building a bomb, plans for our nuclear subs, thoughts of nuclear projects in the future. Don't know. Don't even know if the story's true, of course.
But, plans for nuclear-powered tanning beds there at Mar-a-Lago. Nobody's sure.
As to whether the story's true, and I am certainly as likely as anybody to immediately think, yeah, we'll see when a Washington Post comes out with a blockbuster story, because they came out with so many blockbuster stories during the whole Russia thing that turned out not to be anything. But Trump's lawyer, and we'll play this here a little bit later this hour, Trump's lawyer was on with Laura Ingraham on Fox last night and asked about it and had a very wishy-washy answer. I mean, certainly not the kind of answer that you would give if you could say, no, there are no nuclear documents. I mean, that's not what she said at all. So we'll play that for you a little later. See what you think. Who knows?
I think,
who freaking knows what's going on?
Oh,
we'll find out, I suppose.
And everybody's so cynical. And so angry and so tribal. I think it's much ado about very little.
You think?
Maybe not nothing, but I don't know.
Well, Well, what's your theory on why they didn't just turn this stuff over? They gave over 15 boxes a while back. Why didn't they give over the rest of the stuff when they were asked to the Trump people?
I can't imagine.
No guess. Okay.
No.
My only theory is that he was baiting a raid like this because he thought it would look so good for him.
But you know, that's the likely that is, but I love the theory.
Well, if anybody's got a different theory, go ahead and posit it. I haven't even heard one.
Well, here's the best I can do. Allegedly and intriguingly, there is a mole in Trumpville. Who alerted the FBI or the Justice Department or the National Archives or the Postmaster General or somebody that Trump had even more stuff than he'd let on and more sensitive. And so there. And then maybe that was stuff that Trump really, really wanted to keep for whatever reason. I don't know.
Well, whatever reason. Yeah. But if the Justice Department says, no, you have to give it over, it's not a choice. Then you just say, well, I want to keep it anyway?
You know, I think it, and this is just speculating. I have no great degree of confidence that I'm right on this, but Trump's entire history, as we've discussed many times, is he will throw a wrench into the works and then litigate the hell out of stuff. It's what he did with his contractors when he was building casinos and golf clubs and the rest of it. You'd install 5,000 toilets, so you'd have a contract, and then he wouldn't pay you. And he'd say, I don't like the toilets. And then you'd litigate how much he would actually have to pay you. And I think that's what he was trying to do with January 6th. In fact, Steve Bannon said in advance, that's what we're going to do. And so it's entirely possible he wanted to keep some of this stuff for his personal scrapbook or whatever the hell. And so he did his usual thing. No, I'm not giving it to you. We're going to litigate this. I'm going to throw a wrench into the gears and then we're going to fight over it.
That actually makes sense. Wall Street Journal editorial board out today. Merrick Garland's Mar-a-Lago warrant gambit says what we've been saying, what I think is really the crux of the whole issue. By sanctioning the Mar-a-Lago search, Mr. Garland has broken a political norm that has stood for 232 years. He had better have enough evidence to justify it in the end. I think that's the key to the whole thing. When we find out what it is you went for, does it for most people, do they say, oh, okay, well, I get that. Or is it, what? You had armed guards outside a president's home for that? I don't know what the reaction is going to be.
I think that is the key, the facts. Imagine that. The facts might be the real factor in a story, which is way out of fashion these days. I mean, we have emailers, texters, whatever. What about Hillary? Hillary's emails, you know, blah, blah, blah. How do you know the content was comparable? You don't. Neither do I. But the well has been so poisoned by all the dishonesty from the media, from the FBI, the rest of it. I get your cynicism.
Final question before we officially start the show, since you almost went to law school. Will we find that out today? Will we find out today what they were after? Will that be in the warrant and the document that says what they grabbed or not?
I'm answering this as a man who nearly got into government, not as a man who nearly went to law school. Specifically international relations, the information we get will be unsatisfyingly vague because they don't want to too thoroughly describe something if it's classified. If it's truly a secret. Because their overclassification is a disease in government. But, I mean, if it's the plan for some sort of invisible torpedo to take out the Ayatollah, they're not going to say, plus he had the whole plans for the invisible torpedoes that were going to take out the Ayatollah in the affidavit.
Invisible torpedoes.
Just off the top of my head.
Oh, they're playing tonight, by the way, and they're fantastic. They got their lead singer back because he had the COVID.
Their shows are like 3.5 hours long.
Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Friday, August 12th, the year 2022. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Maybe flammable beard balm. Set the Ayatollah on fire, huh? All right, let's begin the show officially now, according to FCC rules and regulations. Here we go at Mark.
My coworker was like, is he drinking a beer? And I look, and I was like, oh, he is. So I opened the door, and I said, do you know that you're drinking a beer? And he said, yep, this is me and my mommy's favorite beer. We drink it all the time. Oh, so boy. I knew, like, give me my phone. I'm calling 911.
So that's a good Friday clip. That's somebody who saw a six-year-old drinking a beer at the convenience store? Is that what was going on?
It was actually a Smirnoff Ice.
Which is worse
which
than
is
a beer,
only
right?
significant because for the rest of my life, if I see somebody drinking one of those, I'm going to say, way to drink like a six-year-old.
But that'd be worse than drinking a beer. I assume there's more alcohol in a Smirnoff Ice than your typical beer.
I could not tell you that, but there's certainly more alcohol than a six-year-old ought to be taking in.
This is my mom and I's favorite drink.
Oh, my God.
I have not had a Smirnoff Ice, as I have not had a drink in 16 years as of last Sunday. But I haven't had a Smirnoff Ice. Does that have the kind of flavor that a six-year-old could enjoy?
Yeah, it's very lemonade-y.
Because the average
it's one of those super easy to swing down.
The average six-year-old would not like the taste of a beer. I remember the first time I ever tasted a beer when I was a little kid, and I was like, what? Why would that?
Yeah, kindergartners rarely reach for an IPA, for instance.
How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's good. It's a good Friday edition.
Oh, awesome. All on the way. We got a lot of stuff to catch you up on. You can hear Trump's lawyer last night being asked about the nuclear secrets and whether or not that's true. See how that rings to you, among other things coming up.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You're probably like me if you got kids. They're heading back to school here in the next couple of weeks. This is a back-to-school shopping weekend, which was one of my least favorite weekends as a kid. Hated that.
Oh.
Where did the summer go?
It's like the warden saying, what do you want for your last meal? For my what?
Yeah. Oof. What a bad feeling. I can recall that feeling.
Ew. Yeah, it was always kind of mixed with me because I was looking forward to seeing certain buddies and playing sports and stuff like that. But I totally understand what you're saying. I empathize. We have mailbag coming up and your freedom-loving quote of the day. But first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
3, 2, 1, another day in paradise. This was a strange day. You probably all read about it.
Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
The world will be a better place for my grandchildren because of what we did today.
Now, people in this country may not be able to pay their rent, but they're going to have some really nice tree canopies thanks to the billions that are going to be spent.
Gas prices have fallen. However, just since last month, food prices have risen. not like it's beyond our control. The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
Now we're watching the FBI raid the former president's home.
How big of a moment is this?
This is a night where you are going to remember where you were.
This is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
But Merrick Garland may have just done more to rally the conservative base than inflation and high gas prices ever could.
All they want to do is they want to get Donald Trump.
You're a Republican in this country. What do you know about the FBI? You know that they misled the FISA court about the 2016 election in order to spy on Donald Trump's campaign.
It's demoralizing for the country.
There has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Everyone, not just here, but around the world.
Mr. President, your reaction to the FBI search and seizure at Mar-a-Lago.
Mr. President, what about the Mar-a-Lago? I mean,
The president of China acts like a bully, has his own insecurities.
The Chinese are too busy encircling Taiwan as we speak. Okay?
They're not encircling Taiwan. Taiwan is part of China.
Actress Anne Heche was hospitalized after crashing her car into a home on Friday morning, and it caused the car and the home to go up in flames.
Chris, I apologize to you.
Let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are.
You can be a menstruating person or a birthing person or a person toting a penis.
A person toting a penis, you say. Good God, that was 1 week.
I know. Every week I think that, and this week I thought it again. That all happened this week.
One of the biggest bills that's ever passed in our nation's history passed earlier this week. Nobody even remembers that. Anne Heche is expected to die, by the way.
Yeah.
Man, don't do drugs.
Indeed.
Don't stay an drinking alcoholic.
Yeah. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. John Adams, second president. One-termer. David McCulloch wrote a great book about him, the late great historian. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There was never a democracy yet that did not commit suicide.
Right. That's how it goes away.
Yeah, suicide. Well, the spicy times. Mailbag. Oh, there's a lot of good email. Maybe we'll read some more later, but a couple of folks sounding this theme. Joe Biden's 0% inflation in July. Great news, folks. Scales says I'm 300 pounds, same as last month. I'm 0% fat. And Dirk Zigerman writes, the president explaining inflation being zero is like explaining to your wife, honey, last year I cheated on you 3 times. This year I also cheated on you 3 times. So my infidelity rate is actually now 0. Let's see. This is Anonymous. I almost drove off the road the other day, guys. I heard VP Kamala Harris speaking at a roundtable in San Francisco said, we trust women. We trust people to know what's in their best interest, as opposed to having their government tell them what's in their best interest. And blah, blah, blah. The government should not be making personal decisions for women. Really? The party which won't allow us to buy an extra large drink? Wants you to be 21 to buy cigarettes? Had mask mandates for years? Trusts us to make our own personal decisions? True hypocrisy. That's a very, very short list, my friend, but a point well made. Guys, the other day you were looking up if Banana Republic, the term, was racist. You can literally type in nearly everything and ask if it's racist. You'll get hits. Trees, yep. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, hairbrushes, sandwiches. The narcissism of small distinctions comes to mind.
It's true. Try it sometime. Google blank is racist and see if you come up with something. You will.
We didn't get a chance to get to this email from Sean. It is pithy and pungent. It's probably too much for you folks to handle, especially, you know, at this fragile time.
Wow.
Maybe later.
So Trump's lawyer asked about, was it nuclear secrets he was keeping there at Mar-a-Lago? Is that the problem? And you can see how she answers. Stay tuned.
Armstrong.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Washington Post is reporting that sensitive documents concerning nuclear weapons may have been among the items that FBI agents were seeking when they conducted Monday's search warrant here at Mar-a-Lago. The newspaper attributing that to people familiar with the investigation and adding that fear of those documents falling into the wrong hands may have driven the Justice Department's urgency that it displayed in conducting this search warrant.
So there you go, and maybe you heard that, and maybe your reaction was on the Washington Post. So they had a lot of stories about the Russia investigation that turned out not to be true. So the nuclear weapons thing. Well, the Washington Examiner, I don't know if they're reporting, if this is original reporting or they're just reporting on someone else. But anyway, they say that the Department of Justice was seeking documents from Mar-a-Lago that were labeled special access, which is a step above top secret. Okay, that's news to me. Special access papers. So Trump's lawyer, who was actually at Mar-a-Lago when the deal went down the other day, because, you know, they knew they were coming, and so Trump's lawyer was there, is you would have your lawyer there, right, if the feds were about to come into your house, I suppose, to try to keep them honest?
I would prefer it, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Christina Bob, Trump's attorney, was on Laura Ingraham last night and was asked the very specific question about the whole nuclear something or other paperwork.
Is it your understanding that there were not documents related to our nuclear capabilities or nuclear issues that had national security implications in the president's possession when the agents showed up at Mar-a-Lago?
That's correct. I don't believe they were. And if they thought
well,
they
do you know
were,
for a fact? Court- do you know for a fact they were? Have you spoken to the president about it?
I have not specifically spoken to the president about what nuclear materials may or may not have been in there. I do not believe there were any in there. The legal team had done a very thorough search and had turned over. We'd been very cooperative with the Biden administration and the DOJ and turned over everything that we found that we had. So it's my understanding on very good belief based on a thorough investigation that there was nothing there.
So Laura Ingraham, who is a lawyer, picked up on that immediately, as lawyers would, on the, you know, the very, can you play the very beginning of that again, like the first 15 seconds?
Is it your understanding that there were not documents related to our nuclear capabilities or nuclear issues that had national security implications in the president's possession when the agents showed up at Mar-a-Lago?
That's correct. I don't believe they were. And if they thought
well,
they
do you
were,
know for a fact? Court- do you know for a fact I, they I, were? I, have you spoken to the president about it?
I have not specifically spoken to the president about it.
That's one lawyer picking up on another lawyer saying, I don't believe. Which is
sure.
Lawyers, regular people, we just do that kind of regularly by accident. Lawyers do that very specifically on purpose when they say, I don't believe. And how would you, as lawyers, as the lawyer for Donald Trump with this story out, have not talked to him about this?
If you did, it's privileged. And B, because you didn't want to.
Because you didn't want to?
Well, right. You don't ask your client, so just stab that guy. And then when Laura Ingraham asks you about it, say, oh, yeah, he stabbed him. I mean, I thought she was being reasonably cautious, saying, I don't believe there was anything like that.
Really? Man, I don't know. If I don't have nuclear stuff there, I would rather you're much more forceful in the denial as my lawyer on cable news than that.
I just in her defense, I think there's a lot of stuff and the legal team went through it and, you know, and they don't believe there's anything that matches that description.
And you
since
think-
this is all about the law and prosecution and the rest of it. Yeah, I'd want my lawyer to be careful.
And you don't think that she asked Trump specifically about the nuclear stuff, or you think he wouldn't know?
If it's boxes of stuff, and I don't know how much is left. It's that part has confused me a little bit. I know there were allegedly like a dozen or 15 boxes that were turned over in June,
right?
But this was additional stuff. I mean, if it's like five file boxes full of documents, no, I wouldn't ask DJT if there's any nuclear stuff in there. He probably doesn't even know.
Well, then that makes it more confusing, though, not less confusing to me. You turned over 15 boxes, then why aren't you turning over these boxes? What's in there?
Yeah, I know.
Unless he's just holding on to some boxes because he was inviting this, because he knew the next step was they do this and how it would play in America, which it has.
You know, to that point, a couple of things. First of all, this is great. Dan McLaughlin in the National Review. Everything to do with Donald Trump must not only be outrageous, but also ridiculous. If the reporting thus far on the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago is to be believed, always a very big if in any Trump-related story that leans heavily on anonymous sources.
True.
The Justice Department has really stepped into a mess that it didn't think through. While Trump is reacting giddily to being thrown in the briar patch. And the rest of the article is fabulous, too, and we'll hit it in a little bit.
that's pretty good.
I'm sorry. So what was your question again? Joe Biden-esque over here. Why didn't he turn over this batch?
So he turned over a whole bunch of boxes. He's got some boxes left behind. You're kind of suggesting it'd be boxes, a whole bunch of stuff. They don't even know what's in there. Well, then why haven't you turned them over? Why'd you turn over the other ones and not these?
Well, there are so many possible answers to that, including how freaking quirky Trump is, how much he resents the FBI, how much he resents the Justice Department and the spy agencies and the swamp and the rest of it. I just think he delights in sticking a thumb in their eye every chance he gets.
Right. So I do think there's a possibility that he just held back some of the stuff for the whole sticking the thumb in the eye. Oh, you want to come in? You want to do that? Go ahead. Ring my house. With FBI agents in black Suburbans and y'all got guns, you go ahead and do that. See how my supporters think of that. And it's possible that the boxes that he kept behind have some nuclear stuff in there that you probably shouldn't have at your house. And he didn't know because it was just boxes of material he was using for leverage. What was in there, he didn't think about. Possible.
Yeah. who knows? The New York Times, which is blatantly unfair in all of its coverage of Trump, obviously, did go through the list of times when he played very fast and loose with some highly classified stuff, like mentioning to the Russians that the Israelis took out the Iran nukes, and tweeting pictures of super high resolution spy satellites that the CIA begged him not to. So I think he may be a bit more liberal with not protecting secrets. Maybe appropriately so. It's in the eye of the beholder, I guess. But it's not hard for me to imagine. He thought, you know, this letter from the Israelis saying, hey, thanks for the help with taking out the Ayatollah's sister there. That was a really good operation. Him keeping that note, for instance, it's not beyond my imagination that he would do that, but I don't know.
I was expecting to hear this suggestion. If it happened on MSNBC, I missed it because I was looking for it. I was expecting somebody to go so far as to say he was going to try to make money by selling nuclear secrets to the Russians or somebody. But I haven't heard anybody go that far. I was expecting that out of Morning Joe or last night on one of the MSNBC shows. I haven't heard that yet.
If the brawny Cuomo was still on the air, he might say something like that. But
the brawny Cuomo, as opposed to the touchy-feely Cuomo, exactly. Which the other one is also. But
they're both pretty gropey.
Yeah. I had another. So at noon West Coast time, 3 o'clock East Coast time, they're going to release the warrant unless Trump says don't. I think there's a chance Trump says don't, that he does the same thing he would do. I'd love to release my taxes. I'd be happy to. I've got nothing to hide, but my lawyers tell me I can't. He may do the same thing with this whole warrant thing. I'd like it to be out.
If it prolongs the controversy, he will. That's what he will do.
I would love to have the warrant. I have nothing to hide. I'd love the warrant, but my lawyers tell me that's not a good idea. So, even though he could release the warrant.
My final thought, which is probably not my final thought on this topic, is that I love Andy McCarthy, who we talked to the other day. He was sure that this had to be about January 6th. It was kind of a fishing expedition, or they thought they had some dirt on Trump. And the reason Andy thought that, because he's a very, very smart guy and a very reasonable guy, is it can't be what everybody's claiming. This can't be about the National Archives. You wouldn't do it in this way. And that's the kind of the point, one of the points of Dan McLaughlin's piece in the National Review. This is all so kind of harebrained and silly and overly dramatic. And it's so, the whole thing is so Trumpian. And I get why Andy McCarthy thought, no, this can't possibly be what it looks like. They wouldn't do that. Well, right. They appear to have done that.
And that's the Wall Street Journal editorial board's op-ed today of, you better have something really big to have done this. We'll see if it's really
and
big.
And what's truly unfortunate, getting back to John Adams' quote about democracies never last, they soon waste, exhaust, and murder themselves. Even if the FBI or whomever, the Department of Justice, the National Archives, which is a lovely place to visit, by the way. Don't be angry at them. Go see the Constitution. It's cool. If they have something rock solid and critically important, and Trump was wildly irresponsible in keeping it at Mar-a-Lago where spies could easily access it, a third of the country will never believe it.
Right. The ultimate big picture point to me is that the ongoing lack of faith in our institutions is not going to lead to any. If half the country thinks the FBI is rigged, or the Justice Department is rigged, or the Electoral College is rigged, or all the different stuff, if half the country or more believes that all the time, it's not going to go well.
Well, and if every politician, every election claims that the reason they lost was the fix was in, we're doomed.
Every close election.
Yeah.
Do you remember as recently as 2000, when it was Gore versus Bush, there wasn't a lot of nobody believed anything going on. Now you get an election like that, it comes down to hundreds of ballots in one state. There wouldn't be a chance anybody believes the outcome is going to be legit.
Right. Well, especially if the state in question was blanketed with mail-in ballots sent out to every address, for instance.
Anyway, All right, so we'll see what happens at 3 Eastern today, or by 3 Eastern today. We got lots of other stuff to talk about also.
Including your reactions to all this stuff. We have a handful of emails, and they are, shocking, controversial. This could be our last segment.
Wow, next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
By the way, speaking of the New York Times, you know we're quoting the New York Times a lot and Washington Post and, you know, the flagship news organizations of our country and believing some of the stuff we're telling them, that they're telling us about the Trump raid and all that sort of stuff. Okay, well, we'll have a good example to kick off hour two. Barry Weiss, who used to work at the New York Times, talking about how they let Chuck Schumer decide what gets to be an op-ed that they publish. Really? Yes, wow. Really. Stay tuned for that story. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. You know, the big newspapers, which you just mentioned, they remind me of some coworkers we've had who have been known liars. That you have to look at every claim they make independently and figure out, all right, is this bull crap or isn't it? You know, they often tell the truth, just not consistently. So a little bonus mailbag. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Try to keep it short. And if you hit the tone of the angry troll, I just move on to the next one. I don't read the next word. So, yeah, keep it in mind.
The tone of the angry troll.
Which is the title of the 18-minute-long opening track from my progressive magnum opus.
Yeah.
Which is almost ready to be released.
I can see that. I was going to say it sounds like maybe a Shakespeare sonnet, but I could also see it be part of a long rock album, too.
Oh, yeah.
The very tone of hobbity, the angry troll.
Very mythic in its themes. Yes. References to Vikings. So here's a note from Sean. Maybe Trump should not run. Then when Ron DeSantis is elected, he appoints Trump the head of the FBI or the DOJ. I'd love to see that reaction. I'd love to see the reaction of that.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
then he says, I don't like Trump, but I do love watching smug a-holes forced to eat their own O. See, that's yeah, not very right. elegant, yeah, Sean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
do better next time, Sean.
Do better. Yeah, I hear you. It's funny. A friend of mine, man, I can't reveal who this is, but he has got some good information that I will be sprinkling throughout the show. But a friend of mine said, I didn't vote for Trump. I don't like Trump, but I've become very sympathetic to Trump over this story.
I think there are a lot of folks in that camp. Yeah. Well, and if it's not this story, it's other stories or the blatantly unfair treatment or double standards and hypocrisy and the rest of it. Here's Stephen Eugene. Supporting Donald J. or whomever. I don't get people who jump on political bandwagons and start waving the flag for this candidate or that candidate as if they're the second coming of Jesus H. Roosevelt Christ. They are people. They have a history. They have ideas on what they want to do. And we have to decide if they're worthy of being in some position of power. I'd wager if we took a real objective look at most of these people, we'd say no. Although, you know, our only choices are our choices. Steve, so you know you got to vote for somebody. Although I suppose we could have some sort of system where you vote none of the above, and we just don't have a president.
See how that goes for a while.
Let's see, Chuck in Vancouver, Washington, beautiful part of the country. Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans may have pulled out the knives too soon on Merrick Garland. Now that he knows what they have in store for him, if they take the House back, what's to stop him now from seeding the boxes of documents with whatever he needs to justify his actions?
Yeah, yeah. If you start going down the road like Rand Paul was Trump has suggested it, Rand Paul even suggesting the other day the FBI planting evidence at Mar-a-Lago, you know, and that sort of thing has happened throughout the nation's history. It can happen, but man, if you go that far down the road of not trusting, then it's just there's no point in even hardly paying attention. Because you don't believe anything. And
yeah, if you assume that that's what's happening, we are in a terrible, terrible spot.
Right.
Yeah. But I get it. I get why people are that cynical, honestly. I mean, there's not a huge leap from massaging a FISA application to the point that it's wildly inaccurate to planting evidence.
To slipping a piece of paper into a file, which is all it would take?
Yeah, it's a bit of a slick slope. I get your cynicism. I don't agree with you, Chuck, by the way. I think you're, I don't know, how would I even describe it? I think you've gone too far, and I pray you're wrong.
If they find a bloody glove, I don't know. I don't think it was Trump's.
I thought this was interesting. It's kind of off the topic, but Rick from Wyoming dropped us a note on the topic of Liz Cheney. Guys, just wanted to give you an insider's perspective on why Liz will probably lose her seat in Wyoming. First of all, people are mad about the Trump thing for sure. But beyond that, the people were starting to get upset with her before of that. She's not even from Wyoming. She moved out here in order to run for Congress on her family name and that bought a home near Jackson. That'd be like someone moving to the Bay Area saying they were representing Northern California. Secondly, people are fighting mad at the left and all the woke nonsense. And Trump is simply a hill for them to take a stand on and start pushing back against the left. So they feel Liz abandoned their fight and left them hanging. Principles don't matter. They're ready to fight the left. Peacefully, of course. That's pretty good analysis.
Yeah, let's play this because we haven't done it for the early crowd. This is her dad, Dick Cheney, two-term vice president of the same party Trump is in, with an ad running to help his daughter.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it.
So the most recent Republican president before Trump is the vice president, Dick Cheney, calling the very most recent Republican president a coward and a liar and a cheat. You know, you can talk about the Democratic Party being in disarray with an old man and Kamala and all that sort of stuff, and it is, but this is some disarray also.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, what a weird time we're going through.
Great explanation on the General Flynn taking the fifth thing when asked about the peaceful transfer of power. This might seem a very simple question, but it's not. When I served in the military, I worked with a group that had greater than top secret clearance. Well, just that we were talking about, special access, that sort of thing, which involved regular interviews with the Office of Special Investigation. When my office mate went in, they asked him, "Do you believe in the violent overthrow of constituted government?" And his reply was, which one? When the special agent asked for clarification, he said, that's my job. And he goes into the history of the United States seeking to topple regimes, etc. Then he says, as the investigation is a war of soundbites, that's a detailed question that needs to be parsed and can easily be used against him.
Interesting. That is interesting.
So, yeah. Yeah, thanks for the analysis, Dan.
If you miss an hour of the show, you can grab the podcast. It's Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.